Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below. Because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Like, what? What?
Sure that a lot of people can relate. It is so hard sometimes watching so many of your friends fall in love and find their person and get pregnant, especially as I'm moving into my 30s. I feel like I'm watching everybody else live out their dream and wondering when my dream is going to happen for me.
That's too damn bad!
And a lot of the times people say things like, well, you have to have a full life. A partner's not going to give you that. And I do have a very full life. I love my life.
I'm very tired of all of the lies.
Tattoo on the hand, long ghetto nails, bull ring chronicles, fake lips. Did she say she was about to be in her third trimester? Like, did she get impregnated by Chad? You better not be swiping on nines or tens on a dating app. Please don't tell me you're doing that. Here's the thing. She might not be a supermodel, but even she have guys in the friend zone. I don't want to hear it, ma'am. You've had every opportunity in the world to get with some Joe Schmo. I'm sure Instagram and TikTok has skewed your expectations to max ridiculousness. So yeah, I don't want to hear your sob story, lady.
Do you think you can stop being such a baby?
Writing a memoir, and I have a therapy practice, and I have a really beautiful apartment in New York City, and I have the best friends, and I really do have this massive life, but it feels like there is something major that is missing.
You know that there's something missing.
I know it sounds wild, but sometimes it feels like I'm missing out on life because I don't have these things yet. I thought I'd be married by now. I thought I'd have multiple kids by now. And this is not just the timeline that society has set on women. This is the timeline that I wanted for myself.
Hey, I see those tears are not real. Don't fall for any of them.
Look, lady, you're going to leave out everything you did wrong on this journey to get you to this point. And you're just going to say, you know, the cards just didn't fall in your favor or something like that. It's bullshit. It's poppycock. It's motherfucking malarkey. Can you just keep it real for a change? That's step one to you finding your person. Keep it real with your damn self about everything you did wrong to get in this position.
I've known ever since I was 3 years old that I was born to be a mom. And I just want to experience that so bad. And sometimes I wonder and worry, and this is something that I'm working on in therapy, that like something is wrong with me, that I just don't get to have what other people have in that regard.
That crazy bitch out there again!
And this is not about me needing someone to fix me or to make me happy. As humans, we are wired to want to connect with others.
I hope she don't find somebody. At this point, she's severely damaged and she's not going to be a positive aspect to any man's life. So look, just hang out with guys from time to time to get your itch scratched. Other than that, focus on your business, focus on your wonderful friends, focus on decorating your New York apartment, take it down and redecorate it, you know, just to take up some time. Do anything other than focusing on men.
That's a great idea.
Single and miserable is because you're dating men that don't want to date you. Like this or like this. That's the type of man that doesn't even want to take you out on a second date. That will keep you trapped in a situationship for the rest of your days because he's so emotionally unavailable. These type of men know exactly what they look like and they know exactly what they're doing.
Duh.
You end up lonely and miserable as a woman, taken advantage of. If you only date him because he's so hot, so good looking, so flirty, you're so attracted to him.
He was gorgeous. He was 6'3".
Oh,
he's
gosh.
Been an engineer at Apple for 11 years and 39. He was way out of my league. And he did not ask for my number at the end of it.
Look at those crazy eyes. But okay, I got sidetracked. The problem is, by the time they learn this lesson, they're already cooked and cornered. They're already done. They can never be a good woman to a good man now. The damage of long stick Rick is irreversible. You know what I mean? So it's cool that you learned the lesson, but you learned it way too late. That's the tragedy of most women.
It's dumb because you're making yourself vulnerable to be taken advantage of by somebody who knows damn well that he is good looking. He also knows that you're probably not the only woman that thinks about him that way. So
facts.
Instead, if you actually want to be happy and confident and satisfied and also still attracted to the man you're seeing, you want to kind of go for the low-key ugly one.
It's just something about that that rubs me the wrong way.
I don't think she'll ever be satisfied with a low-key ugly dude. once she been with 10 super handsome muscular dudes. You know, she'll try it, but she'll sabotage it. You know what I mean? She will sabotage it. Even if she knows it's the right thing to do to be satisfied with Average Joe, her brain just won't allow it.
Smart about your choices in men. Great option. Another great option. Also amazing. It's literally screaming golden retriever energy. Also cute. Cute. Will sleep with you once you fall in love with him and you will never hear from him again.
And what's wrong with that?
I think my favorite part about dating men is how after 3 months, they just like change their entire personality and start hating you.
No, they didn't change their personality. You brought the worst out of them. You know what I mean? Usually they're a cool, laid-back guy, but all your BS and your emotional roller coaster and your crazy antics and tactics took him into another place. You know what I mean?
Okay. You see I'm coming from? You see I'm coming from?
You brought him down to your low vibrational frequency. Is that woo-woo enough for you?
Woo-woo.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams that won't be available to my basic subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete Alpha Chad or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Hey, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
I am 41 years old, single, without kids.
Yikes.
Living in a van.
And I live in a van down by the river.
What?
Yeah, you have nothing figured out other than how to dress up to suck a...
Now, is this a loser? Yes, it's a loser. This creature is something you can call a loser. I don't care what she look like. We got to keep the same energy for men and women. Society would call this man a loser if he was 41, no kids, living in a van. An attractive woman doesn't have to be in a position like this. She chose this position. Even if she is in a bad position right now, she may not be. Some people choose to live a lifestyle like this. But I'm always skeptical when it's a woman because most women are going to live the best way they can. The highest lifestyle they can. When women end up in positions like this by accident, it's because they're huge train wrecks. And they always been a huge train wreck. You know, since 15.
You don't know that.
Terrible decision after terrible decision after terrible decision. Say that 8 times fast. And here's the thing. Women have more people who are willing to pick them up 5 and 6 times when they screw their life up. Men don't get that, you know, luxury. So not only did she screw her life over 20 times by the time she gets to this point, she screwed over, you know, 20 tenth chances.
Outside my mom's house, but I'm on the next chapter of my life. I'm currently building a tiny home next door, like literally next door to my mom. This is my tiny home I'm building, and it's literally next door to my mom's house.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Her mom is fucking sick of her, and I'm sure she didn't get her permission before she recorded her.
You don't know that.
But she should tread lightly, because her mom might just say, I'm tired of all this bullshit. Get off my property.
This is my mom. Mom, you happy that I'm moving next door?
Yeah. I feel sorry for your mother.
What you say about my mama?
I don't want to have trouble. Just go. Go home. Don't come back.
Bit of a dating update from a 46-year-old single woman.
Okay. In 5, 4, 3.
The amount of times I've got ready to go out on a date only to be let down at the last minute is beyond reasoning. So here I am again. Got ready for a date only to be let down. So...
You go on the apps, you go to church, you... I don't know what you'll do to find them, baby. Build that roster. Always keep 3, 4, or 5 on the roster at the same time. That way, you never get too attached to just one. Because right when you get attached to that one, he's going to walk away from you. So build that roster.
I don't even know where to start. the neck tattoo. That's a great place to start. I mean, yeah, the tattoos, the shuffled hair, like the dress. I mean, I guess the dress is okay. Her legs look like she's on drugs. Like, who asked her out on a date? When women talk about, oh, it's piss in the dating pool, do they not realize they're the piss? You attract what you are. I bet she complained that she's not getting, you know, top tier businessmen who are super clean cut and highly educated. I'm sure that's what the next TikTok will be.
Dating as a 30-year-old in Australia is so hard. I lived in London for 7 years. Guys would come up to you in bars, like come up to you on the street, ask for your number, like not even in a creepy, annoying way, in a way that it was like flattering or like it just is like normal human communication. Dating in Australia, not only is the dating pool so small because there's less people, I guess, the amount of effort that Australian guys put in is insane. It's just nothing.
And so what?
Like, They just want to message you for months and never ask you out and never meet up. And I'm like, what's your aim here? Like, do you just want a pen pal? Do you just want a friend to message when you're bored? Like,
don't be butt hurt. You did it to yourself. Okay?
Yeah, I don't understand the pen pal thing. I really don't. If they're not asking to hit, I can see the pen pal thing if they're like, look, I'm not trying to take this bitch out on a date. I'm gonna see if I can text my way into them draws. I get that, but if they're not even, like, trying to initiate that, then yeah, maybe you just got a good personality over text. Okay, I don't know why I thought of that. Yeah, I don't have any clues for you, because I highly doubt your interest in the text with. So yeah, you got me here. I'm usually a guru on this type of stuff, but I can't make sense of it. Maybe one of my viewers can, you know, type a theory below.
Let's hang out. Let's go to the fucking beach because there's beaches here. Let's go get a drink. Like, there's, you could literally just do anything. Now I just have like 50 guys on my Instagram in my DMs messaging me and like replying to my stories. I'm like, you're my fans. I'm not dating you. You're just a fan.
You are an idiot.
It was a pleasure. It really wasn't. You're weird. I don't like you. And I'm all set. Thanks for nothing. Goodbye.
Get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.